With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We are delighted to be joined in studio by none other than our guy, Ryan Hot Take Hollins. How we doing, big boy?
What's up, brother?
It's long time no see. Long time no see. Okay, so we got the finals going on in both the East and the West. We got a chance for the Golden State Warriors to close out Portland tonight, a game you can hear and see on ESPN, 9 o'clock Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Television. My question to you is that we've seen, since Kevin Durant went down, the Warriors team, which lost two games with Kevin Durant to the Clippers and lost two games with Kevin Durant to the Rockets, have ripped off four straight wins without Kevin Durant. The closeout series, game six. Against Houston, and three straight against the Portland Trail Blazers. In your estimation, how much fun are the Warriors having playing this way without Kevin Durant as opposed to the way they played with him?
They're loving it. I mean, honestly, this looks like the Warriors that we remember.
Right.
And forget, before we even get to basketball-wise, they're having fun. Like, they're laughing, they're joking, they're smiling, pointing to the crowd, pointing to the bench, you know, dancing. That's the Warriors that we remember. That's the Warriors like, golly, man, these guys are too good. I remember one play just really sticks out in my mind, and I'm sure it drove Steve Kerr crazy. Steph Curry's on a fast break with Klay Thompson running the lane on the left-hand side, literally in a playoff game, and he tries to looks to the right and goes around the back and turns the ball over, but it was just like they would do wild stuff, and it wouldn't matter. They're that good that they would beat you. And basketball-wise, the ball pops and hops and moves, and literally everybody is better when Steph Curry has the ball in his hands.
Do you expect Kevin Durant to come back for the finals?
Yeah. No, he has to. It's just a tweak. Obviously, a little more than expected. You want to play it safe, but you don't need him this round. And I said this before the Portland series even came up. Sit this whole series out. They're that good. They don't need him. But going into the finals, you got to see one of those monsters. You got to see a Kawhi Leonard. You got to see a Giannis. You're going to need Kevin Durant. Well, maybe not need him to win, but he'll be vital.
It would be very helpful.
When you say just a tweak, and they don't need him, I get that, but for him not even being back on the court yet, doesn't that signal more as just a tweak? He isn't even doing basketball things on the court yet.
Well, you measure this thing out if you're a part of the training staff, as you know, and say, do we have to rush this guy back in activity? Because you wouldn't want him doing full-out sprints yet without, you know, there's a progression. So now you don't need to speed up his progression. So if you're that training staff, you go, well, how much time do we have? He can sit out this whole round. So we'll rest, we'll start activities, then we'll start physical contact, and hopefully he plays, and you get him right on track to where he's ready for the NBA Finals.
Talking to ESPN NBA analyst Ryan Hollins with us in studio, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart. Like you said, to beat one of those monsters from the East, one of those, you know, a potential MVP candidate like Giannis or Kawhi, you're going to probably need Kevin Durant. But what do the Warriors take now that they've flexed back to this style of basketball? We've seen them use their bench a lot more than they have in the past. What does Steve Kerr take from this incarnation of the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals and maybe try and blend with the Kevin Durant version to make this team one that can win the NBA title again?
Man, that's a great point. I think if you're Kerr, you've got to sit down with KD and you got to have a talk and be like, man, we are really good when everybody touches the basketball. And I know if I've already convinced you to take a knock in some of your scoring averages, and he has, and KD's been a trooper about it. But hey, you know what, KD? Let's move it even more. And we swear that it will come back to you. Now, there are moments where the ball movement isn't enough. And if you're Kevin Durant, you can shoot from half court. You're 6'11". You can handle the basketball and get to the rim. You go, yo, why am I swinging the ball? I'm not waiting for ball movement.
And I'm Kevin Durant, as he likes to say.
I'm Kevin Durant. Right. So he's going to have to buy into that. But there will be moments where it's like, you know what, KD, go get busy. Go do your thing.
All right, so with that in mind, we'll have that potential closeout game tonight in the West. We have the East, which is now an interesting series because it hasn't really started yet because nobody's lost on their home floor, 2-1. Did you have you seen something in the last couple of games that is problematic for the Bucks? And that is when everybody sags in on Giannis, those kickout jumpers have not been falling. I think they were 11 of 44 in one game and 14 of 44 in yesterday's double overtime loss. How critical is it for them to hit those shots if they're going to want to advance?
Oh, it's everything. But I saw problems coming in. Why? Am I just screaming from the mountaintops that the Bucks aren't who we thought they were? No, they're probably better than I thought they were. But ultimately, when you look at that Raptors squad, physically they match up and they can guard them.
Right.
Now, Boston just got bullied. They had nobody to guard Giannis Antetokounmpo. And when I look at the Raptors squad, listen, Kawhi Leonard is probably the only guy in the NBA that can guard him straight up. And he hadn't had the Giannis assignment. And last game, he started off and guarded Giannis more possessions than he had all series long. And Giannis truly struggled having to go against Kawhi Leonard. And when I think about this, and I'm sure we'll get around to it, it was arguably one of the greatest playoff performances that I had ever watched. I get it wasn't a game seven, but Kawhi Leonard, what he did last night on one leg, fellas, oh my goodness.
Yeah, he was impressive.
Yeah,
he's
pretty impressive. So we know the big names there, but how about a guy, how does a guy like Norman Powell all of a sudden get 30 minutes in a game, score 19 points, so a role player asked to do even a little more? What was the thought of using him more in this game?
Well, the one thing the Raptors had really struggled and why Milwaukee had jumped out, it's not just their defense. They had been so lethargic offensively. They hadn't moved the ball. Nobody was assertive. And when you look at this Bucks squad, they are long, they're athletic, and they cover ground, and they go out and grind defensively. So you need athletes on the floor. You need guys who can go out and make plays. And that's one of the qualities that Norman Powell has. Obviously, Pascal and Kawhi can go out and create their own shot, and Norman is one of those kind of, you know, wild card type of guys who can make those plays also. So he was much needed. And, you know, Kyle Lowry wasn't so much to be seen. Danny Green, I'm not sure what's going on with him, but Norman Powell has the athleticism.
Absolutely. The Danny Green disappearing act, yeah, in this series so far. We were sitting in here talking with Tim Legler the other day, and he identified him as a guy that was going to need to be one of those secondary, yeah, guys. We've seen more from Kyle Lowry, quite frankly, than we've seen from Danny Green in this one. But on the other side for Giannis now, because Milwaukee is the one, and we know their record coming off of a loss this season is the best in NBA history, but he's the MVP finalist. What's he got to do to adjust back from this one offensively to be more involved than he was?
I think Giannis can play more in pick and roll. I think instead of just trying to get downhill, because the answer for the Bucks, and it's worked so far, so you can't fault him, is play harder. We weren't physical enough. Well, you were physical last night, and Toronto can just match your physicality. So that works with everybody else. But if you're in Giannis, play more in pick and roll. Pick out the matchups. When you got Kawhi Leonard on you, this is a guy you have to respect. So get him off you. Go set a screen and see if they get in coverage or what they, you know, what they do.
All right, so real quickly, is it over tonight in the West?
Whew. You know what? Everything says yeah.
Yeah.
But if Portland was to win a game, right, like this is their game to
gentleman
win.
Gentleman
sweep? Yeah, yeah. And I'll say this for all the Portland fans. They're going to be upset watching tonight's game. Why? Because they're going to see the greatest effort from their team that they've seen all series long. And you're going to say, where has this been out of Dame? Yeah. Where has this been out of CJ? Come on, guys.
All right, we'll find out. The NBA Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio, presented by Google Nest. Tune in tonight for Game 4 as the Warriors battle the Blazers. Coverage begins at 8 Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Hot take, man. Always good to see you.
My man.
Give me one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.